item is subdivision 2008-1, Albert J. Bierman, revised preliminary on Road Source 69.
This is a request to allow wetlands to be included on three individual lots, which are all greater than 5 acres in size. On August 27th of 2009, this commission granted preliminary approval for 8 lots. When that plan was submitted, it did not depict any wetlands on the site. On July the 12th of last year, the applicant came back with a revised preliminary plan for 6 lots. Same surveyor advised us that there was a new wetlands delineation that was performed, and it was found that over 70% of the site contains wetlands. You determined that a new subdivision application would be required. You're now proposing to create 4 lots. Lot 1 does not have any wetlands located on it. Lots 2, 3, and 4 do. And they're requesting a revised preliminary approval for the 3 lots to include the wetlands.
These are agricultural parcels.
Pretty soon we'll be in a situation where he won't even have to come to us. He can just do it. I don't know who his wetlands guy is, but he's confused.
I'm not impressed by this, gentlemen.
No.
I'm not impressed by this at all.
You know, maybe we should just let him, you know, regroup and make a little, rewrite the record on this thing. We've been back and forth on it. We started with 8, 6, now 4. So, you know, my inclination, gentlemen, is to just let them go ahead and either do another public hearing, reapply, and then we can question the person that did the wetlands app review and the whole thing.
I think the surveyor came in. I think his point was, should he go, would the commission even be receptive to it if you went to public hearing?
Well, that's not a question
we can't really
answer.
Say yes or no, but will the commission reconsider this lesser number in a public hearing?
Well, I mean, it's a straightforward subdivision, number one. So if he conforms to the subdivision, and it conforms, what do, right? So, but I think, you know, it's changed so dramatically, and the wetlands delineation lines have changed so much that it just doesn't reflect the original public hearing. And so, you know, all I can say is that if it conforms to code, we probably don't have any choice, you know. But the road itself, he has options.
What I said was, he's asking if the commission would give this some consideration in public hearing.
Give what some consideration in a public hearing?
The redesign. Because the issue has been with the commission is that no wetland be included in any parcels.
Right.
It's not in the ordinance.
Right.
It's a policy of the commission. So you know, he's asking, will they consider it?
And these are large parcels. I mean, these are big parcels. So, if he comes in with we do the public hearing and he says, well, he's going to avoid those areas. He's got plenty of upland areas, but it's kind of scattered. If he can show how he can avoid, you know, not impacting those areas, he's still going to have to go through 404 and all that if he disturbs too much of it.
Well, he thinks he has avoided the area.
Well, maybe, you know, that's what he has to show in the public hearing, though.
No, I agree. I mean,
if he can show that in the public hearing, they're large lots, then I don't have a big issue with it. But, you know, what we have in front of us tonight is so far away from what we reviewed in the public hearing, I don't think we can make a decision on that.
I didn't ask you to make a decision. I asked if you would give it consideration if it went back to public hearing. That's all he's asked.
Oh, sure. We'll consider anything.
He's not asking to say yes or no.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
Mr. Bierman, to put out money and all that just to go to a public hearing and know and get denied. He wants to know if he can get some kind of consideration.
No. I don't think we can answer that.
One aspect of the public hearing is
that the public gets to comment, and I remember on this application there was a lot of comment by the public, and unless we have someone that wants to speak on it now.
You know, the applicant has to read the ordinance and then decide if they want to make an application. We can't tell them anything other than we are going to consider their application in light of the ordinance. That's our job, okay? That's our job. And it's up to them to make their application conform to the ordinance. That's all they have to do is make it conform to the ordinance. So, I mean, I think that's the answer, but I don't think, I have to agree with Mr. Ross. I think this thing is so far afield from what we looked at before, it needs to be a new subdivision application.
That's what we said, it would be a new application.
Yeah, I think that's what.
He just wants for consideration.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I really don't see a need to make a motion in any direction. I mean,
you don't have to. I just wonder if it's a waste of time to go back to.
No, I think that, Lawrence, the thing is, that's not, he has to make that decision himself. I don't know if it's a waste of his time or not. If he can find a way to make it conform to the ordinance, what's been our track record? The track record of this organization has been that if it conforms to the ordinance, it gets approved.
I know, but the whole issue is the wetland.
I agree.
The policy of the commission has been that the wetland is not being included in the lot.
And what's been our track record when we try to enforce a policy? I'll rest my case, okay? I'll rest my case.
No action taken by the
commission. No action taken by the commission on the subdivision 2008-1.
He might take the point.
You know? Our next item.